the doctrinal and the experiential. And last week we were reminded that we are in the Spirit doctrinally, and therefore we have no condemnation. But now, this evening, we'll be reminded yet again that we are in the Spirit, but we have the option as free will Christians, even though we're in the Spirit, to live in the flesh. And that's the battle that we fight, that Paul revealed in chapter 7. So beginning verse 4, he says that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity with God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. So our title is After the Spirit, which we see a couple of times in the passage, verses 4 and 5. Let's pray. Lord, I pray that we would learn things tonight that would help our walk with Thee, that we would grow spiritually, and Lord, that we would learn how to be more effective in walking in the Spirit of God, that we might be faithful servants for You. So bless our time in Your Word. We love You in Jesus' name. Amen. So notice he says, verse 4, not after the flesh, but after the Spirit, which we saw in verse 1, right? There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Down in verse 12, therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh, and so forth. So God wants us to live what is doctrinally already true. Just like we've seen many times in Romans already, and we will continue to see. Doctrinally, we are in the Spirit. We have the Spirit. We've been sealed with the Spirit. And He indwells us. And God wants us to walk in Him. Practically and experientially, we still are tempted by the flesh to walk in the flesh. And this battle, as we've seen, will continue. So verse 5, they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. They that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. So God is saying we have to make a decision as Christians, if you go to Galatians chapter 5, to walk after the Spirit. What does that mean? It means to allow the Spirit to be in control. We've seen this over and over again. Ephesians chapter 5, 18, be filled with the Spirit. We're to yield to the Spirit, as we saw in chapter 6. Here in Galatians 5, verse 16, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So at any given time, we as God's children are walking in the Spirit, or we're walking in the flesh. How do we know which it is? Easy. Because if we're walking in the Spirit, we're not fulfilling the lust of the flesh. If we're fulfilling the lust of the flesh, we're not walking in the Spirit, we're walking in the flesh. So it's easy for us to know at any given time, am I walking in the Spirit or am I not? Galatians 5:25, you're already in the chapter. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Again, that's a conscious decision, isn't it? We already live in the Spirit, we already have the Spirit, but he says we must make a decision every day to walk in the Spirit. So back to our passage, what he teaches us then is as Christians, even though we have the Spirit of God, we can quench Him. As we read in 1 Thessalonians 5:19, quench not the Spirit. We can grieve Him, Ephesians 4:30, grieve not the Spirit of God, whereby you sealed unto the day of redemption, and be carnal, be fleshly. So verse 6, for to be carnally minded is death. We can make a decision to follow the flesh. That's what carnal means. It means fleshly. And if we choose that, then obviously we are not pleasing God. Go to 1 Corinthians 3:3. This is one of the complaints that Paul had about the Christians at Corinth, was their carnality. He is writing this to Christians. He's not writing this to the lost. They're obviously carnal. because they don't even have the Spirit. So they're obviously walking in the flesh. 1 Corinthians 3:3, for ye are yet carnal. Writing to the Corinthians who are not walking in the Spirit, and he says, ye are yet carnal. And then go to Romans 13:14, where God makes it very clear that we, as God's blood-bought children, Spirit-filled Christians, must make a choice to walk in the Spirit. Romans 13:14, put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. That's a command. Amen? What is God teaching us there? Make not provision. Don't plan to please the flesh. Don't plan ahead. This is what the devil wants us to do, isn't it? To plan ahead to please the flesh. God says, don't make provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. And he uses this word minded, spiritually minded, carnally minded. So there in verse 6 of our passage, he goes on to say to be spiritually minded. What does that mean? Walking in the Spirit, controlled by the Spirit. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. So God says it's the battle with the flesh is actually in the mind. We all know this to be true, don't we? That's why we're told many times that it's the mind that we must work on, because that's where the devil attacks and that's where the battle takes place. Let's look at some of those verses. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. I know most of you know this verse. After we're told to be living sacrifices, he says, verse 2, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's a mind thing. We must daily renew the mind with the powerful word of God so that we can resist the flesh and walk in the Spirit. Ephesians 4:22, turn there, and he says it again. That you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the former lusts. Look at Ephesians 4:23. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So this is a mind battle that we start the day we get saved and we finish when we leave the earth. A battle between the spirit and the flesh. Which one are we going to walk after? Which one are we going to yield to, as we saw in chapter 6? So back to our passage here in Romans 8. He says we are after the Spirit. We can choose to be carnally minded there in verse 6, or we can choose to be spiritually minded, but then in verse 7, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. That means it's the enemy of God. It's against God. It is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So when we are walking in the flesh, when we are following the carnal mind, we're actually, even though we're his blood-bought children, we are God's enemy. How terrible is that, to be God's enemy when he's our best friend? But the choice is always ours. But verse 8 is kind of the clincher, Romans 8:8. They that are in the flesh cannot please God. Short verse, good memory verse, isn't it? You cannot please God in the flesh. Cannot please him in the flesh. So the modern day rock music movement, classic example. Churches trying to get people to worship God, who is spirit, through the medium of the flesh, trying to get the flesh excited and pumped up so that they can worship God. Well, wait a minute. If you're in the flesh, you can't please God. So how does that work? Well, it doesn't. So what this is all about, pleasing God, and we can't do it unless we are, what, after the Spirit as opposed to after the flesh. To be after the flesh is to be carnally minded. To be after the Spirit is to be spiritually minded. So God wants us to please him. Amen? We all know this. How do we do this? Can't be in the flesh. If you're in the flesh, you cannot please God. And many times he talks about being pleased. Let's look at them quickly, Colossians 1:10. So one way that we can please God is to be after the Spirit and not after the flesh. Colossians 1:10, that you might walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. So another way we can please God is to be fruitful Christian. Then in 1 Timothy 2:4, we'll see it again. No man that warreth, 1 Timothy 2:4, entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. So another way he says that we can please God is to not get entangled in the things of the world. It's not 1 Timothy 2:4. Maybe it's 24. What is it? 2 Timothy 2:4. Sorry. That happens sometimes when I'm typing. So another way we can please God, 2 Timothy 2:4, is what? Not be entangled with the affairs of this life. Hebrews 11:6. Let's look at another one. We're talking here about pleasing God. God says, if you're in the flesh, can't do it. You cannot please God if you're in the flesh. Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. We're here to please God. Amen? He saved us. And he asks us to please him. And we cannot do that in the flesh. But one of the things we need to be is fruitful. We need to not be entangled with the affairs of this life. Hebrews 11:6. And we must have faith. Because without faith, it's impossible to please him. And then the last one, 1 John 3:22. Most of you know this verse. Very simple, basic one, and that is obedience. You want to please God? Obey his commandments. Amen? That's pretty simple. 1 John 3:22, whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. We have the Spirit. We are indwelt with the Spirit. We are sealed with the Spirit. But God wants us to be filled with the Spirit and yielded unto the Spirit, that we might walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh. This is a battle that the devil will fight us in our minds. That's why we must be constantly renewing our minds with the only thing that has the power to renew our minds, which is this book. So that when the devil comes, we're ready. Amen? Resist the devil and he will flee from you, the Bible says. How are you going to do that? You can't see him. You can't touch him. Well, with the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So at any given time, we as Christians are walking after the Spirit, or we are walking after the flesh. And every day, what is God's perfect will but that we walk after the Spirit? Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your reminder today that you love us, that you've indwelt us, that you are there for us and to empower us and to guide us. But Lord, we must make that decision every day to yield, to be after the Spirit, yielded and filled and led by the Spirit of God. Help us to make that true every day by the renewing of our minds, that the devil won't trick us into walking after the flesh. We thank you and love you. In Jesus' name, amen.